Karen Hess has just won one of the MacArthur Genius Awards for her books for children and young adults. There is a great deal to celebrate in this announcement. A truly gifted writer has received her due, and that's the most important thing. But this is also the first time that this prestigious award has been made to someone who writes for young people. The icing on the cake is that this comes just in time for Children's Book Week, which means that Ms. Hess's works could well become the readings in all our households for the next week, in fact, for some time. What you'll find if you haven't encountered Ms. Hess's work yet is a series of powerful, moving experiences. Witness, one of her more recent books, is a novel in verse, told like a choral play through the voices of 11 different characters and their experience of a Ku Klux Klan-provoked racial incident in a small Vermont town in 1924. Letters from Rivka, one of Ms. Hess's earlier works, is the fictionalized story, told through letters, of her great-aunt's flight as a young girl from the anti-Semitism and turmoil of revolution in Russia to America at the beginning of the 20th century. In Stowaway, which appeared this past spring, Ms. Hess works with the diary form to narrate the exciting adventures of 11-year-old Nicholas Young, who hides himself on the ship of Captain Cook and becomes one of the few crew members to make the entire famous and dangerous voyage around the world. Nicholas was, in fact, an actual stowaway on Cook's Endeavor, but little is known about him. It's the perfect situation for a writer, of course, to create an entire person out of just a few fragmentary details. But then again, one has to have found the story to write about, and this can take some doing. I haunt bookstores, conduct interviews, comb the shelves of libraries, read articles, study, probe, and sift, Ms. Hess wrote in a recent autobiographical sketch. She went on, "Every now and then, something totally captivates me, breaks my heart, takes my breath away. Those are the details that become my books." Her 1998 Newbery Award-winning novel, Out of the Dust, which is set in the Oklahoma Dust Bowl of the Great Depression, grew out of an exploration of such details. Yet none of this can really explain the mysterious alchemy of Ms. Hess's work, how a handful of facts or a pile of dust can lead to her poetry. But that, of course, is what geniuses are all about.